Hello, welcome to Letting Love Live, Intimate Conversations with Shirley Cruz Taylor. My topic today is words to my daughter. I am so blessed to be a mom, to have a son and a daughter that gives me so much love that I sometimes feel unworthy. Today, I want to talk about the relationship that I have with my daughter and the wisdom I want to pass along to her. She's my co-host on the podcast today and my sidekick. Although she's a daddy's girl, she still hangs with her mommy. Sydney, say hi.
Hi.
Sydney has always had a way of teaching me life lessons as my daughter. Both of my children have. But today, I choose to talk about the mother-daughter relationship. Today, I want to interview her and get some take on things and close with a poem as always. So, Sydney, when you think of me as your mom, what comes to mind?
I think of a lady that loves me, that cares for me, that puts me before anybody else.
Okay. As you know, I've already lost my mom, your grandmother, which has left a great void in my life. On a future podcast, I will talk about the things I forgot to ask mother. Which brings up the topic that is just to, you know, let you know that I'm always here for you. Do you believe that?
Of course I do.
Okay. All right. So my next question, why do you think I push you to be better than me and to take pride in what you do?
Because, well, first you want to help me get full self-esteem of myself. You don't want me to, you know, feel insecure. Second of all, you want me to excel in life and, you know, don't feel like I can't do anything. Let me have a full self-esteem and let me be a strong, independent woman. And sooner or later, my kids will have a good life and we're just going to keep the generations going.
That's great. And, you know, I really believe it takes a village and a community. And there have been so many beautiful women that have poured into my life. And you're 12 years old now, getting ready to go to seventh grade. And I just want to instill in you a few words of encouragement, to always know that I'm there and to always strive to be your best self. And so this brings me to the poem that I've written for this podcast and to you. Words for my daughter. Sydney, you are more than I could have imagined or even asked for. From the first day you were birthed, it was you that I adore. Now, when I first found out I was expecting a girl, this was something I must confess. I cried and I cried because my own self-esteem brought me much distress. I thought I would pass it on to you, so it forced me to do my own work and start the healing process. I didn't want you to grow up insecure and, like me, a hot mess. I wasn't sure of my purpose, and I drifted like the paper in the wind. I faked it until I made it because it wasn't easy to pretend. But to my surprise with you, from day one, that was not the case. You're bold, outspoken, and the type to be in your face. You came here confident and commanding. You were a force to be reckoned and not taken lightly. I have watched you in such delight and admired you afar quietly. I know that prayers were answered, and I want to instill everything that you need to succeed. You will also pick up habits I didn't want to teach you, and for that, my heart does bleed. But I want you to be better than me, to be your best self. Take what you've learned and know that you're blessed and highly favored. Go forward knowing you come from many strong women who have fought and labored. For us to be here today, there were many names that poured love and showed they care. Women who poured into my life and all the wisdom I am bound to share. There will come a time when I will not be with you. And for your life, you will have to make choices you will have to make. I want you to know that you can have the desires of your heart and in whichever direction you decide to take. As you start seventh grade and at age 12, I want you to be aware of your choices and mindset, that what you put into anything will determine the outcome you get. Remember, take pride, whatever you put your name behind. Always know who you are and that if you seek, you will find. There might be times when you are you know, you may not feel sure what to do or say. The great part is that you get to start fresh and try again each day. Life has its crooks and turns, and the pain and heartache that you will encounter, oh, how my heart does yearn. But I know I have to let you go and share you with the world. I am so proud to have you as my beautiful little girl. Remember, with your spirit, to take time to refresh and renew. Just know that you will find the answers. No one will know you better than you. Words for my daughter. So, what do you think, Sydney?
I love it, and I always keep loving you. Thank you for this wisdom. And everybody, this is my wonderful, great mom, and I'm just so glad that you get to be here with me and my mom every day. And guess what, guys? I might not be here with her all the time, but when I come, I love to get to know y'all and just, you know, let us into our life. Anyway, love y'all. See y'all later. Bye.
Thank you so much. Be encouraged. We're signing off for now. Until next time. In closing, I would love to hear from you regarding the best words of wisdom that you received from your mom or an important woman in your life, or that you've shared with your daughter. Can't wait to hear from you.